payments of salary, bonus commission, arrears of pay, and holiday pay should be taxed in the normal way, with income tax deducted and Class 1 national insurance due on the earnings that they constitute. Contractual payments in lieu of notice, or any contractual compensation, such as a promised payment of 12 months' salary in addition to a notice payment, should also be taxed under pay as you earn, and Class 1 national insurance should be deducted. When a payment is made after the employee has left the employment and has been given Form P45, tax should be deducted under the basic rate in force at the time of payment. This often causes concern for employers thinking that they may be under-deducting when, say, they know that the former director or employee was a 40% taxpayer. However, the guidance in the Revenues Employers Further Guide to PAYE, the booklet CWG2, is quite specific. It means that the employee has left, therefore the current code number is not relevant. It may be used somewhere else. So it's like a new employee. The P45 has been issued and tax at the basic rate has to be used instead. Also, do not give the employee or director another P45, amended or a new one for the additional payment. You should, however, give them a letter showing the date and the amount of the payment and the tax deducted. The additional payment should be entered on the pay records to be included in the P14 at the end of the year, ensuring that the P35 end of year return reconciles with the payments made in the tax year. Now, there are some special reporting requirements for termination payments where the termination payments are not just cash. Cash payments go through the payroll, tax deducted as appropriate, subject to the exemption, again as appropriate. But termination payments made to employees or directors up to the date of cessation of the employment and the issue of the P45 will be reported in the normal way on the P45 and the P14 if the payments are taxable. Any benefits in kind provided up to the date of cessation of the employment will be reported on Form P11D, again in the normal way. The special reporting requirements for tax termination payments which exceed the £30,000 exemption limit and include non-cash benefits need to be considered. So expenses, payments and benefits in kind, if included in a termination package, will have to be reported in a letter form. So if the termination package, including benefits in kind, exceeds £30,000, the revenue requires a letter by 6th of July after the end of the income tax year. What we're talking about is the current tax year, 2007-2008. The notification would have to be made by the 6th of July 2008. The notification in a letter form should set out details of the whole package, the tax deducted, the benefits in kind provided, and a copy of the letter should be provided to the former employee or director to enable them to complete their self-assessment tax return. It also enables the revenue to ensure that the P35 figures matches up with the other information on the termination payments and certainly with the tax deducted and paid over to the revenue.